Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. I guess, if you say so. At 67, he looks great, though. I don't think I look 67, though. I had an interaction with somebody at the hockey game the other day, and I hadn't seen her, and we had it. Somehow we got onto the topic of age, and she thought that I was her age because she's in her 40s. I go, oh, my God. I go, are you kidding? That's ridiculous. No, I'm 55. She goes, I didn't see that. She goes, I just thought you had premature gray. I go, well, I did. I do. I've had this a long, long time, but thank you. I said it's because of God's chosen people. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. Cut Me Slack says, you look like Ray Romano in his prime, mate. Wouldn't mind having a crack. I'll say that much. Well, that's outstanding. That is a very nice compliment, and I appreciate you very much. In fact, I'm not even going to take a break right now because if I know that I'm the eye candy, I can't. That means that there's eyes on me, and I like attention. All right? I just need to know if you're a dude or a chick. Both good. Okay? There was a time in my life when I used to get, like, bothered when dudes would tell me that I'm attractive. But as I've gotten older, I have dropped my homophobic ways and I am no longer concerned about that. Not that I would do anything. I mean, if I'm walking down the street and a guy comes up to me and a girl comes up to me and they said, hey, you're attractive. We want to take you to Pound Town. I keep walking. As you know, my sex drive is nearly gone with the medicine that I take. And it's ridiculous. It's like I'm one of the Unsullied on Game of Thrones. That's another Game of Thrones reference for you. Joe Martinez is here. He says, I told you. Now, that usually means I'm going to get a stern talking to about something, and I don't know what that means. But if he shows up and drops, I told you, he's usually going to follow it up with something about Michigan or the Lions or something else. I don't know what. But expect that to arrive in 3, 2, 1, go. Fire. Tell me what you told me about. I don't know. If you did tell me something, it went in one ear and out the other. Not like it's going to do me any good to listen to a local Mexican hillbilly Joe has said recently that I'm gay. You wanted to get taken to Pound Town. Well, maybe you heard that come out of my mouth, but it didn't just happen now. All I said was I'm not a homophobe. That doesn't mean I want a penis in my butt, you dumbass. New audience member Cut Me Slack says, help me decide. Basmati rice, or couscous with dinner. I don't know what basmati rice is. But I would go with a couscous. Okay. Moving on. By the way, Cut Me Slack, if you are from Australia, we talked about this person earlier in the show. I don't know if you were here. Wellness influencer Stacey Hatfield dies from complications after childbirth in Australia. Are you aware of this story? I'm guessing you're from Down Under because you referred to me as mate. And that's common, unless if that's, you know, maybe you're an Australian living in the U.S. or another part of the world. I don't know. Basmati is a fluffy white rice. It's used in Indian dishes. Yes, I am from Australia. Never heard of her before, though. Tyler says we need to hear from our Australia insider. Tofa says some folks from Great Britain do that as well. That's true. They do talk that way. All right. Tell me what you think about this. The Homeland Security Chief, Secretary Kristi Noem, is being called out because the government is spending nearly $200 million on two new jets. One that will be used for Kristi Noem's travel. Luxury Gulfstream jets, as it's described. Well, it doesn't say luxury. It says a purchase of Gulfstream jets for DHS leaders. So when I see Gulfstream, I think that sounds like, you know, something like a Lear. Okay, here you go. This is a Gulfstream jet. All right, so a fantastic jet to get to and from. Now, hear me out here on this. Everybody is giving her shit about this. And part of the reason that they're giving her shit about it is because it's during the government shutdown. Democrats are saying, well, you shouldn't be spending money on government jets when there are people that are government employees that are not being paid. Okay, so the timing is a little wonky. I mean, if I am the Homeland Security Secretary and I have the opportunity to get a brand new jet to fly wherever I'm supposed to go in a private Gulfstream government jet, I'm doing that 10 out of 10 times with your money. And had she agreed, had this been a story and the government shutdown was not going on, no one would have been aware of this. No one would have had any idea. And the only reason why anybody has a problem with Kristi Noem getting a new jet is because, A, she's attractive, and B, she is trying to get Mexicans kicked out of the country. And she probably blew Trump. All right? That's what's going on here. She's facing criticism for the contract to build the jets. These are U.S. Coast Guard jets. She ignored it. Well, she brushed it aside, saying, well, the funding was previously taken care of, appropriated, before the government shut down. They've already been funded. And her thing is, well, the Coast Guard needed to replace two aircraft, actually several aircraft that are very old, 25 years old, and they need to be replaced for the mission of the Coast Guard. And she happens to fly in Coast Guard jets when she is like, let's say there's something going on at another spot in the country and she has to be there quickly. She gets in the jet and she goes. Congress appropriated the dollars and paid for them in what was known as the Big Beautiful Bill. And she says, we're grateful that we've been able to have that. The jets came in from a last-minute line item inserted into congressional appropriations in May, sparking scrutiny from Democrats given that Nome already had a plane. One both Nome and the Coast Guard have said is part of an aging fleet. I guess my question is, how do you expect members of the cabinet to get to and from? Like, are they going to jump on a Spirit Airlines flight? I mean, at some point, you have to have your own vehicle, right? Plane to get to and from? I mean, can we agree on that? I mean, it does. If you think about it, you know, the plane is going to be built and she's going to have it. And it's not like it's hers to keep. It's whoever is in the administration for the years to follow, decades to follow. This thing will be used again and again and again. But that's not stopping Democrats. Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut and Lauren Underwood from Illinois said, we need more information on the purpose or on the purchase. I can't read. Quoted, has come to our attention that in the midst of a government shutdown, the United States Coast Guard entered into a sole source contract with Gulfstream Aerospace Corporation to procure two new G700 luxury jets to support travel for you and the deputy secretary at a cost of the taxpayers of $200 million. It appears you are routinely prioritizing yourself and those closest to you over the needs of service members who protect the nation. The jet greatly surpassed the initial request made by Homeland Security, which asked for $50 million for a new plane. Democrats also faulted Nome for moving ahead with the order amid the shutdown. Okay, so, all right. Let's say she did get the $50 million instead of the $200 million. And the order was made during the shutdown. They're still going to bitch at her. But she still needs a new plane. Does she not? Or do we say, yeah, fuck you. Just fly in the piece of shit plane. Drive there. I don't know. It seems to me like they're just criticizing for the sake of criticizing. Anything these people do, they're going to get hammered. That's par for the course. That's their job to hammer anybody on the right. I cannot say words today. I said hammer. The more than the $200 million Nome is using to buy jets for her luxury travel would help fund a lot of paychecks for TSA and air traffic controllers. Yes, but I don't think it works that way. I don't think they can just say, all right, we're going to hold off on funding airplanes and just funnel the checks. I mean, I guess it could happen. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, new Greyhounds for all elected officials. Megan says it's poor timing at the least. Yeah, she should have waited, but I think she might like doing things that piss the left off. I know that that's what I would do. If I am involved in Trump's cabinet, like let's just say in a hypothetical fantasy world that Donald Trump showed up at the house and he said, I want you to be on my cabinet as the director of podcasting. I would say, outstanding. And I would immediately start trying to piss people off. I would be making a video of myself in a fighter jet dumping shit on other podcasters. That's how I would behave in all of this. Joe Martinez writes, quote, that bitch has too much Botox and facelift. I wouldn't let my dog lick it. Luke says, from an aviation standpoint, the government's VIP jets are as old as fuck. Yeah, they need to be replaced. What the hell? You know what's amazing? When you think about the cost of two jets, $200 million, or when you see a statistic like when we fire a Hellfire missile, one missile, and it's like $1 million per missile or some ridiculous amount of money, it's like, my God, is this a rich-ass country? Honestly, I think that easy day one of the presidency formulate a way that if a person can turn their life around and not be addicted to drugs and alcohol, they would be supported as much as possible, as long as it takes for them to get on their own feet. My own way to end poverty. But you would have to prove that you have gotten off drugs and alcohol. Like, they would have to take the first step. Becca Shea says, luxury? They need luxury jets. Well, I don't know what the price point is, so I would need more information. If it costs $200 million for the luxury one, or each jet costs like $200 million, or let's say $100 million for one jet, I would look at my options, you know? If you got good, better, best, what does it offer? I mean, I could see that maybe do without the leather interior and, the wet bar. If there was, you might have a spot where Gulfstream doesn't make anything but a luxury airliner or jet, whatever the fuck it is. Bob says no private jets for government. Air Force One for the president and vice president. Otherwise, strap into a C-130 and fly around that way. Maybe. Badger says C-130s are old and slow. Look, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want Department of Homeland Security flying around in a transport. These people might have to get to places fast. And don't forget, 4 years later, 3 years now, there's a new regime coming in. And it might be a Republican, might be a Democrat. We don't know. All right. Any more comments? Joe Martinez writes, just like the ballroom that is being built for over $200 million at our cost, and asshole Trump can say whatever he wants, but we are paying for it. I just saw a video where they are actually right now ripping down the one portion of the White House in order to build the ballroom. Megan says, Noam is also the one who killed the dog. Yeah, that's inexcusable. I will never... Yeah, I was only disgusted with that. I was disgusted with that for 5 days because she's so hot. That was a horrible thing. And for 5 days, I hated that. But she is so goddamn good looking that she gets a pass now. I can't even get behind that joke. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, we are 37 and then there's 12 zeros after it in debt. We aren't rich. Tophus says, rich ass country with the highest infant mortality rate out of any first world nation. All right, you guys are doing a good job of making me think that we are not rich. Trump asked for no more photos to come out of the demolition of that part of the White House. All right. That's all I have to say about this ridiculous story. I have several sponsors that, as you know, make this story possible. By the way, I cold called some dude today. And I introduced myself. And it's another company that details cars, because the last company that I had, they ended up going in a different direction. So now I'm looking for a new car detailer. So I reached out to this guy, and he has as his business contact his own personal phone. He picks it up and he goes, hello? And I said, yeah, is this so-and-so? Yeah. I go, hey, this is Eric Zane, formerly of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. How are you? He goes, fine. I go, well, I do a podcast and I think I should be talking about your business on my podcast. And he goes, okay. I go, I'm sorry, I'm catching you off guard. Here's what's happening. So then I started talking to him, and then I got the information that I needed to send him a whatever it is that I send. And I go, sorry, I caught you off guard there. He goes, no, it was crazy, because the second you started talking, I was like, how do I know this person? So it was very interesting. Hopefully we'll turn around the business and get him on here. You know, now that I've cleared the air with Amanda, Greg's wife, and Amanda is no longer trying to cancel me, it should be good. So hopefully now that we are on the same page, we'll be in good shape. Hello to Pinball Land. November 8th, we've got the first ever Big Fraud Pinball Tournament at Pinball Land. That is a Saturday. Saturday, November 8th, we head over there at 8:30 in the evening. Before that, we're going to meet over at the Rockford Corner Bar at 7 p.m.-ish at the Rockford Corner Bar. And hang out, get something to eat, get something to drink. Hopefully Saul will be there again so we can watch him do pinball wizard on the machines. And have a great time. The more the merrier on this one. I just invited 500 people directly on my Facebook page. November 8th, Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. There is an event linked up. I should say an event notice on my Facebook page. If you go to the Facebook page, you can RSVP. I would say the odds-on favorite to the Pinball Land tournament is Jeremy K, because while he was losing 135 plus pounds, he was playing a lot of pinball. That is a picture from Pinball Land itself. That is not a stock image. So click on it and RSVP whether or not you are going to be there. I see I've got 5 interested. Who would that be? Jennifer Marie, Tom DeVette, Rebecca Fabiano, Alex Schemmel, Chad Vanderband. Thank you. Go to the spot on Facebook. It's at the top. It's pinned to the top of my Facebook page, and RSVP, or just let me know here. That would be cool too. Rebecca writes, isn't Amanda the ex-wife? No, that's his current wife. I'm kidding. Yes, it is. I probably should stop doing that. Somebody's going to get pissed off. Are Jeremy and Rico going? I don't know. I think so. Jeremy K will not be there, actually. That's good news. We don't want him there because he's so damn good at pinball. He's got to work. Alan says about calling Greg's wife Amanda. Come on, guys. Catch on the joke. All right. Looking forward to that. And if you want to book your own event, or I should say show up at Pinball Land whenever you want, you play all you want for an hour for just $9. $15 is 2 hours. $20 the whole day at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. If you need a mortgage, call upon the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. 231-332-6505. Black Belt Nick is here. He says, my family will be at pinball. So you're telling me you, Abby, your new baby, Henry, and your two other children will be there? That's exciting. I don't know if you were here at the beginning of this podcast, Nick, or near the beginning, but did you happen to hear my discussion about how my jaw dropped when I got to page 130 on The Way of Shadows by Brent Weeks? Were you here for that discussion? I gave away no spoilers. And you may not be aware of what happens on page 130, even though you've read this before. But I want you to go to your copy of The Way of Shadows and open up the book to page 130. And then just the whole page. And I went, what? What the fuck? Go get your book, turn to page 130. And if you're just opening it up right now, anybody else, it won't mean anything to you. But if you've already read this book, which he has, because he picked this book, he loves it. He's reading it again. Jump to that page, Nick. And then you'd be like, oh, my, yep, I can see why. Ridiculous. And why I like what happened is because in my brain I'm like, now how the fuck is he going to write his way out of that one? How is Brent Weeks going to, that's a very interesting plot point. Excellent job by the writer, in my opinion. Book club tonight, 6 p.m. Be there on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Nick says, I look forward to Big Fraud Book Club, as do I. If you're on Patreon, I'm going to send you a link on Zoom. And then if you're a Tier 2 member, actually, I've been making Book Club available for Tier 1 and Tier 2, like the book club discussion, because, and that's the one time I'll do it. I mean, I'll do it every time I do it, but just for that show, Big Fraud Book Club, because some folks are on Big Fraud Book Club, but they're not on Tier 2, and so I make an exception, just because if you're taking the time to read the book, I want you to be able to either watch or even participate in the book club. Alan again says, RIP, Big Fraud, Big Fraud Book Club. No. Are you kidding me? Big Fraud Book Club is fucking amazing. You cock. I've got a Dan Campbell locker room speech. Now, if you're not a Detroit Lions fan, well, you should be. This is last night after the Lions beat a very good team. Go, Dan Campbell, go.
How about the defense?
Yeah!
Interception, one fumble recovery, 252 yards allowed, man. That's outstanding. Listen, we did what we had to do. There's things we got to clean up, but I tell you what, defense, you play like that, you win every game. That's the bottom line. That's outstanding. That's the way to cut it loose, just like we talked about, guys. All right, I got really three game balls. I'm going to start on offense, 136 rushing.
All right, I can't do that. Gets too nerdy. There was a long touchdown by Jahmyr Gibbs. And so he's standing there next to Goff. And he gives it to him. And then he's running so fast, it looked like there was something wrong with the TV. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. It needed like Benny Hill music in order for it to be perfect.
Look at this.
It was that incredible to see how fast that guy was running. Big Fraud Book Club, is that like BBC? No, wait, that's something else entirely. Says Piano Finger Banger.
Builds up thick in your pipe.
All right, this is that
path
run.
It slid over into his path. That's a foul.
Glad I'm not a DB.
Right up the gut, there goes Gibbs. Foot race. Winfield can't get there. Touchdown, Lions.
By the way, love the black unis. Fun Selly. Damn. They end up showing a replay of it, and it gives you an idea as to how that went.
We're not even through.
So that's, he's number zero here.
A half. What a game he's putting together.
And then these two big guys, they like shove everybody out of the way, and all he has to do is just run right through it.
Watch Tate Radledge and Penei Sewell, the right guard and right tackle. I mean, Penei Sewell, he just moves people in the run game. And also, you don't
the
have
crowds
like this unless you get cooperation.
And then this guy here, he's blocking whoever the fuck he is.
He's able to come up and pick off Tyke Smith. And the collection of those three guys, along with Sam Laporta, who secured the edge. I mean, you're not going to catch Jahmyr Gibbs.
All right. Yes. So, yeah, I'm coming back from class last night. I listened to none of it. I get home. It was on. I watched one or two plays and I said, I can't get into this game. And when I watched the plays I watched, ENFK was watching them. They were going backwards. Like every snap of the ball, there was like a penalty. And then somebody would get hurt. So they take a commercial. I was like, this fucking sucks. I'm not watching this. Fuck this shit. I'll watch the highlights and then that's it. Piano Finger Banger said, I read he hit 23 miles an hour. Alan is here. I've got a question for you. I asked this question yesterday. As you're enjoying this show right now, are you the only person hearing it within your circle? Or are you, is the family gathered around you? Because I need to know that before I weigh in on the next thing. So you're all alone right now. Oh, he's got his earbuds in. All right, good. So this was almost the gift that keeps on giving. More than 2 weeks ago, we were doing we were doing the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And there was a moment that I can just say now. We were kind of beating up this. I forgot how it was. Oh, we were talking about the Victoria's Secret model who has Down syndrome. And we didn't really go that hard in the paint. We weren't. I mean, I don't remember exactly what we said. Because, I mean, I don't picture myself just harping on her, but it was, there were some things that were said that were, I mean, might be a little bit questionable, perhaps. I don't recall exactly. But at the end of the show, Alan revealed that his son has Down syndrome. And, oh, shit. It was really awkward. It was so bad. And I had this look on my face like, what the fuck? Are you serious? Oh, you're actually your daughter. Alan writes, you did not say anything bad. You didn't say anything bad. Neither did Ben. I just wanted to throw a wrench in your day. So hot Down syndrome chick with big boobies. And then Alan brings up that his daughter has Down syndrome. So it was just fucking weird. And he saved it. He had never revealed that before. And he, you know, it was like a callback to 15 minutes earlier. And I was so goddamn awkward. It was terrible. Fast forward to the other day, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday when we had you on Collab Cam. And I asked the question that I already knew the answer to. I said, is this your first child? No, third. And I went, oh, yeah, of course. I knew that. And this is what I said yesterday. I knew that because of the conversations that we've had about your kids on the show. And I was referring to the Down syndrome conversation. But I caught myself from saying the Down syndrome conversation so that I wouldn't say that in front of Abby, his wife. Because if you're her and she hears, oh, yeah, when you told us that your daughter has Down syndrome when we were looking at that Down syndrome chick with the big titties, I mean, that would be terrible. So I just said the time that we talked about your kids. Mama Bear goes, oh, what were you talking about the kids for? This is yesterday. And I forgot what I said yesterday, but I went, oh, he was just telling us he's got two other kids. Now, it was bullet dodge, but, and you could have thrown me under the bus, but it started to kind of get back to that awkwardness again. Did you sense that was happening? We were on the verge of telling your wife about that, which I don't know how that would be received on her end. Alan says, I caught on for sure. Yup, I said nothing, LOL. When you got off of the Collab Cam, was there any follow-up from Abby? Maybe like, hey, what was he talking about there? Anything? Because I really don't want to upset her. And if I'm looking at a kid with Down syndrome on the cover of Vanity Fair, it's bound to go sideways. Chris says, thankfully she was cooked on an epidural. She probably doesn't remember. Thank God. I was scared to death about that. Not going to lie. It would be just my luck to mess that up. As I sit here, I'm hearing something outside and I'm wondering what it is. All right. Moving on. I had something and now I don't know where it is. Oh, yes. Oh, God, this story, Jesus. We had that person that was on here from Australia and but lives in the U.S. now. This is another story about a community in Australia, Queensland. Dad is on trial. I don't know what he's being charged with, but it could result in a lot of time jailed, I'm guessing, because of something terrible that happened. The kid and his 11-year-old son wasn't feeling well. And he was complaining about several things that were happening to the kid. And the dad said to the 11-year-old, "You're drunk. Go sleep it off." Told the kid to sleep it off. And I want to pause right there because, well, what type of arrangement are we talking about here where the dad would suspect that the kid, the 11-year-old, was hammered? Like, if you're in a home setting and you would be suspicious that an 11-year-old was drunk, what type of care is being offered to the 11-year-old in the first place if the 11-year-old has access to alcohol? And if the 11-year-old does have access to alcohol, do you want dad saying, "You little fucker, you're drunk, mate. Go sleep it off." Bob says drinking laws and standards are different outside of the U.S. Yeah, but we're talking about an 11-year-old. Can children, or I should say, do young children drink in Australia? Yes, some young children in Australia drink alcohol, though official guidelines recommend it for those under 18 due to health risks. Consumption decreases significantly with age. Statistics show that 31% of 14 to 17-year-olds consumed alcohol in the past 12 months. No word on 11-year-olds. So I guess perhaps, but not that young, right? Alan says, you can drink at whatever age if you're with your parents in Wisconsin, LOL. Piano Finger Banger says, I'm pretty sure in Wisconsin, you're born with a tall boy in each hand. By the way, if you're watching the show right now on Twitch or Instagram or Kick, you see Darla is at attention and O'Neill is wondering what's going on. There's a thunderstorm raging and they are not happy. Chris in Buffalo says, hey, Maureen, by the way, O'Neill is now frightened, so I have to get up here because he does not like. He does not like lightning, so we have to do the rest of the show like this. Or thunder, I should say. Man, boy. Come on, big guy. I'm not really in a position to not take care of him when there's a thunderstorm because, you know, that would make me feel terrible with the the strong possibility that he has lymphoma. So I'm always here for him, so that's why he's getting in my lap right now. Darla also not a fan of lightning, thunder. Bruce doesn't care. Benny, he's got a problem with it, but his hearing is shot, so he doesn't even hear it anymore. I have a little bit of more information about this story. The kid was not drunk. He was bitten by a snake. And dad told him to go to bed and sleep it off, you drunk fucker. And then the kid is now dead. I don't know if you can hear that rain coming down, but boy, it's a soaker. Hang on.
Hear that?
All right, so that's what happened. And now dad is in trouble. He's on trial. 11-year-old boy died from a snake bite. Dad told him to go sleep off the booze. It happened back in 2021, but it's right now being presented to a judge and a jury. Brown snake venom can cause a venom-induced consumption. Coagulopathy, which can lead to profound anticoagulation, meaning the blood cannot clot normally. So if you ever saw that movie by J.J. Abrams, Cloverfield, when the things that look like king crabs would bite you and then the blood starts coming out of your eyes, that's what's happening with this snake bite. Three adults had received information that the kid may have bitten by a snake after he'd fallen off a ride-on mower the day prior to his death. Dad said, he's fine, he's drunk, put him to bed. They said that the kid's death could have been prevented if dad wasn't stupid. No alcohol was detected in the kid's system. And now the dad faces the possibility of a prison sentence if it shows how negligent, well, it's easy how negligent he was. Good God. What the hell is wrong with you? Nice job. What an absolute moron. Cole says Cloverfield was a great movie. Oh, it one of the best. Love that movie. I don't know if you ever saw, there's a couple more after it. There's one that I liked but was a huge pile of shit called The Cloverfield Paradox. And, I mean, no one on the planet liked The Cloverfield Paradox. There was also, as Tofus indicates, a film 10 Cloverfield Lane starring John Goodman. Outstanding movie. Takes the Cloverfield monster attacking the world angle, and it's a spin-off story about a man who is taking shelter in his own bunker while the monsters ravage the planet. And what goes on in the bunker when he's able, when he invites a couple of randos in who are trying to hide from the monsters, he gets them, invites them into the bunker. You're safe with me. I've got rations and water and electricity, and I will help you. What happens in the bunker? Outstanding movie. All right. Anyway, Dad here is an Asshole of the Day nominee. If you have an Asshole of the Day nominee, by all means, leave it in the chat. Rebecca says, I'm thinking Hank is hiding from the thunder in bed with Jeremy right now. Jeremy sleeps at this hour. Normally, that would be the time that would he joins us, but for the past 6 weeks, he started this new job, so away he goes, working 60 hours a week. Remember, 60 is the new 40. Update, I have not yet heard back from the old folks' home, so I don't think they need my assistance. But I definitely need, I had somebody reach out to me. This is an interesting email. And it's just like me to share it. Easy, big fan, love the show. No, that's not the right one. Oh my God. Give me a second. By the way, Cut Me Slack just followed on Twitch. I appreciate that. Very, very cool. Hopefully we will see and hear most more from you. Okay, I'm scanning for this email. Okay, here it is. Easy. I have a personal question for you. You can tell me to F off and I will understand. You have said many times that you made almost $500,000 a year, presumably for several years when you worked at FBHW. Yet you also said you work 10, 11 hours a day and may need to work more or get more sponsors if your health insurance costs go up. My question, what happened to those millions of dollars? Signed, Steve. And I wrote, ha ha, no worries. The short answer is I saved it. That's for when I get old and cannot work anymore. And I want it to stay that way. So I try to earn as much as I can so as not to deplete it. Thanks, he says. And first off, it's not millions. I did save a bunch of money because we all should. After I paid off everything that I had to pay off, I was very, very fortunate. And the fortunate in the good years where I earned that type of money, it peaked at the level that I've talked about many, many times. But leading up to it, it was, if you were to work backwards, it was less and less. But there were some great years, no doubt. But that's what I did with it. I saved it. So in case you're wondering, that's what I did. Because when I do finally hang up the headphones, I mean, I want to relax. That's the point of it. So anything I can while I'm available to work, I'm deathly afraid of running out. I don't ever want to run out of money. So if I have the opportunity to make some to offset any cost for, like I talked about what he was talking about there, the insurance costs and things like that, I don't touch that shit. It's locked away and it's earning money. And I highly recommend that if you have any money to put away, whether it's $100 a month or $1,000 a month, you need to invest it with a trained professional. I recommend Morgan Stanley because that's who takes care of me. And that's not a sponsor or anything like that, but a trained mutual fund advisor to create a trust for you and your family is absolutely key. And the good news is I didn't start till late in life, especially for you young audience members. Holy shit. You don't have to earn $500,000 a year to retire a very, very wealthy person. So save your money is what I'm telling you. And thank you for the email. He's probably like, he's lying to us. He doesn't have any fucking money. All right. Anyway, your asshole of the day is coming up in just a bit. Megan says, you work for vet bills. That is true. And the fraud bus. She says, I'm not bringing that fraud bus up. Tyler says he's lying to our ears. He blew it all on hot tubs. David says, relax and pick up sticks in retirement. You know what I'm stoked about? In 10 years, the home will be paid off. If you can ever access a 15-year mortgage, if you can swing a 15-year mortgage, good God, when you call Mario, ask about a 15-year mortgage. This would be ideal. If you got a 30-year mortgage right now, let's say you bought a $300,000 house and you got a 30-year mortgage on it at 6%, and you're paying $2,000 a month. And then as time passes, you're paying it off for 3-4 years. We're looking into our mortgage financial crystal ball, and the rate drops down to 2.9%. You can, for a 15-year fixed, what you were paying a 6 on, you're now paying a 2.9 for 15 years. Your payment will be about the same or maybe even less, and it's 15 years less of a finance. You're saving a ton of money on interest, and you get it paid off so much quicker. Absolutely do that. I did that same damn thing. And it was just before COVID hit. And I was lucky enough to get a, believe it or not, one of the lowest rates that has ever existed in the history of finance and mortgages. I think the all-time lowest for a 15-year mortgage was 2.35%. I was lucky enough to get 2.65%. And then the shit hit the fan on the world. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. If you want to get rid of unwanted trees on your property, call them. They're in West Michigan, 616-828-8225. Excuse me, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com, 616-828-8225. They'll get rid of the trees. They'll grind the stumps down. Maybe you just need a tree pruned. Maybe you just had a thunderstorm roll through and there's shit all over the front yard. They'll get rid of it for you. Maybe you got a tree that's not looking too healthy. Call them. They've got three certified arborists that can tell you what's up with the tree, whether it can be saved. 616-828-8225. Kuiper Tree Care, online at K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. Bob's got a great rate. Look at that. $159,000 at 3.75%.
Nice.
Black Belt Nick says, I was super smart. I bought a house, $125,000 at 3.25%. Completely decided to shove it up my hole by putting a pole barn up this year with a refi. Chris is at a fantastic 2.75. God damn. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not Black Belt Nick. That is Chris in Buffalo who said that. My bad. Tyler, 225 at 7.25%. Fuck my life. Ugh. You know what's funny about that is we have a close family friend who's quite a bit older than us. His name is Tom. And over the years, many conversations. But one of the things I remember him telling me was the economic crisis that the U.S. was in about 1979, 1980. He bought a home in Detroit, and the interest rate for the mortgage was 19%. Good God. Current 30-year fixed mortgage. All right, Tyler, right now you can get one for as low as 6.2. I'm guessing it's 15 and, or 5.5 for a 15-year. Yeah, 5.54 to 5.66. You might be in the ballpark of getting like a mortgage checkup to give you an idea of how close you are to being able to get a refi. Because if you had the opportunity to pay the same amount for 15 years less, you have to do that. All right. Today's asshole of the day. I'm looking for any possible nominations. Okay. Okay, bear with me, it's long. Today's asshole of the day is the Australian snake bite asshole dad for telling his kid to go sleep off how drunk he was when in fact he was dying from a venomous snake bite. Pretty bad. Holy shit. Thank you for being here, enjoying the podcast. You have a great rest of your day. I will talk to you on the Patreon bonus if you're part of my Patreon shows. And then we're going to do the Big Fraud Book Club. A lot of shows today. Also, who are these broadcasters on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel? That starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Don Jameson from That Metal Show will be with me. If you love that show, you love Don. Don is one of the funniest people on the planet. I love him. So it'll be myself, Christian, and Don Jameson on Who Are These Broadcasters. We'll be doing a retrospective on Ace Frehley.
Ace Frehley! Shock me!
Coming up on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel, Who Are These Broadcasters at 2 p.m. That's it for me. Have a good one. Till next time. Bye-bye.